thank you for joining us for this chapel message from the campus of Columbia International University in Columbia, South Carolina. Our mission at CIU is to educate people from a biblical worldview to impact the nations with the message of Christ.
Can I tell you about my Jesus? Can I tell you about my Jesus? A Jesus that can raise the dead, heal the sick, make the blind to see, the lame to walk, the deaf to hear, the mute to talk, who could turn water into wine, who could cast out demons, who died on the cross, rose on the third day. A Jesus who can change your life. Y'all ain't ready this morning. Y'all ain't ready this morning. Y'all is not ready. As the song says, ain't no sinner that he can't save. Let me tell you about my Jesus. Allow me to briefly read the transforming story of the teacup. There was a couple who used to go to England to shop in the beautiful stores. They both liked antiques and pottery, and especially teacups. This was their 25th wedding anniversary. One day in this beautiful shop, they saw a beautiful teacup. They said, "May we see that? We've never seen something quite so beautiful." As the lady handed it to them, suddenly the cup spoke. "You don't understand," it said. "I haven't always been a teacup. There was a time when I was red, I was clay. My master took me and rolled me and patted me over and over, and I yelled out, 'Let me alone!' But he only smiled. 'Not yet.' Then I was placed on a spinning wheel," the cup said, "and suddenly I was spun around and around. 'Stop it, I was getting dizzy,' I screamed. But the master only nodded. 'Not yet.' Then he put me in the oven. 'I never felt such heat,' the teacup said. 'I wondered why he wanted to burn me,' and I yelled and I knocked on the door, and I could see him through the window peeping when I could read his lips as he shook his head. 'Not yet.' Finally, the door opened. He put me on the shelf and I began to cool. 'Phew, that's better,' I said. And he brushed and painted me all over. The fumes were horrible. I thought I would die. 'Stop it,' I screamed. He only nodded. 'Not yet.' Then suddenly he put me back in the oven, not like the first. This was twice as hot. I knew I would suffocate. I begged, I plead, I screamed, I cried. All the time I could see him opening, nodding his head, saying, 'Y'all on point. I love this, y'all ready.' Then I knew there wasn't any hope. I would never make it. I was ready to give up. But the door opened and he took me out and placed me on the shelf. 1 hour later, he handed me a mirror and said, 'Look at it. Look at yourself.' And I did. I said, 'This is not me. It couldn't be. It's beautiful. I'm beautiful.' 'I want you to remember,' then he said, 'I know it hurts to be rolled and patted, but if I had left you alone, you would have dried up. I know it made you dizzy to spin around the wheel, but if I had stopped, you would have crumbled. I knew it hurt and it was hard and disagreeable in the oven, but if I hadn't put you there, you would have cracked. And I know the fumes were bad and I brushed and painted you all over, but if I hadn't done that, you wouldn't have hardened. You would not have had any color in your life. And I put you back in the second oven again a second time. If I hadn't done that, you wouldn't have survived for very long because the hardness would not have held. Now you're a finished product. You are what I had in mind when I first began with you.'" The moral of the story, you see, God knows what he's doing in our lives. He is the potter and we are the clay. He will mold and make us so that we may be formed into a beautiful piece of work to fulfill what is good and pleasing in his sight. May this teacup story become our story as we willfully yield in the potter's hand. Well, good morning.
Morning.
Such an honor to be with you this morning. Before I begin, I would like to just acknowledge some individuals very briefly, if I may. First, I want to acknowledge our interim pastor right there, Pastor Scott Wade. He was retired and from another church, and the district superintendent decided to just bring him back out of retirement, just that good, and help us through a transition at our church. I'd like to thank the CEO and president of the company that I work for, Caleb Nimps. I know he looks like he's still in high school, but trust me, he's older than that. So I'm thankful for an organization that allow us to incorporate ministry
into what we do as well. Also, let's give it up for Dr. Mark Smith, the president here. So thankful for you, sir. Very good friend, and I thank you for just the fellowship we have one with another. Other individuals, James, Mr. Andre, Mr. Dan Coy, appreciate you all as well. There's one faculty member, I don't know if he's even here or not, that I would like to personally acknowledge. Back in 2009, 2010, I believe it was, I attended CIU on campus. And back then it was youth ministry and radio broadcasting. So I had this thing whether I'm going to be a youth pastor or a DJ, one of the two I was thinking about. Well, within a year of me attending CIU, certain things transpired in my life that was out of my control. The job that I had at that time lost its funding. Therefore, they were closing the doors and they began to lay people off. So I went to the head of the Department of Youth Ministry and spoke to this gentleman named Dr. O'Shine. Is he here? Okay. And I remember going, sitting in his office and explaining to him my situation, and I would not be able to attend CIU. At that time, they didn't have many online options. And so he gave me some additional options that I can try as well. And then three things happened to me during this conversation in his office that I will never forget. After about 30 minutes of just talking to him, he prayed for me. He prayed for me. Second thing he did, he gave me money. I wasn't expecting it. I didn't come there for that, but I did not turn it down. Mama didn't raise no food. But he gave me money. But the last thing he did spoke volumes to me. He spoke a prophetic word over my life. He told me, he says, Anthony, you're a gifted communicator, and God is going to open some major doors for you. I can see it. That's what he told me 10 years ago. Fast forward to town today, God has and still is have blessed me beyond comprehension. Oh, let me tell you about my Jesus. So whenever I see him, I want to just thank him because he saw something in me back then when I was having a little bit of less hope in myself. And last but not least, I'm smiling on this one, but about a year and a half ago, close to a year and a half ago, Lord blessed me with a really wonderful woman in my life. She also teaches at the university level and I'm a host of other things, but she always finds time to make my schedule and make sure I'm on point on a lot of things that I'm able to do when I'm traveling a lot. And I just want to acknowledge her because I believe that she is the one, so y'all keep me in prayer. But she's in the back. Her name is Donna. So, fellas, just want you to know she is taken. Please don't make me remind you. No, I'm just kidding. Some of y'all are like, oh, you're a gangster Christian. All right, let's go ahead and get started. What I would like to do before I begin, I'm going to do a little activity, and all I need is three volunteers to come up here. I would love to have three males and three females. Real quickly, three males, three females. Make a circle, make a circle. Three females, three females. Make a circle, make a circle. Yeah, amongst yourself. Hold the ball. Right here. Make a circle amongst yourselves. Hold this ball, young lady. Come here. All right. No, I said circle. What did you say triangle from a circle from? Just pay attention to what I'm saying. All right, listen. What I'm going to do, I'm going to give you some commands. I'm going to say words such as, and you have to listen carefully, I'm going to say something like, give me the name of something that rhymes with green. And what you're going to do, you're going to take the ball and you're going to pass it to your right. You're going to say, like if I say, give me a name that rhymes with green, you're going to say mean, and you're going to just keep going around until somebody messes up. You can't stutter, stammer. You can't repeat what the other person's saying. It must be a word in the English vocabulary. All right? Once the person is out, you can stop. Like if she messes up, you can stop. You don't have to keep going. And then you have to sit down or somebody has to sit down.
Let me ask you a question.
Yes.
What we get if we win?
I'll tell you. You got to win. All right. So you ready?
Okay. Okay.
You're going to pass it to the right.
All right.
To the right. All right. Are we ready?
All right.
Move over some. You can't repeat the word. You cannot stutter or stammer. If you do, you're out automatically. So it gets closer, and the objective is we should have one male and one female battling it out for the winner. All right, you ready? Listen closely. I'm gonna start out like this. Give me the name of any book in the Bible. You answer and then pass.
Okay. All right.
Give me the name of any character, if any book in the Bible.
Joshua.
You out.
Judges.
You out.
Judges.
It's out. Let's stop. You out. All right, let's keep it going. All right. Give me, you two. Give me a word that rhymes with red. These two. All right. The battle of sexes. All right. You ready? I'm going to make it easy so we can go a little bit. Give me the name of any college.
University of Maryland.
CIU.
University of Alabama.
USC.
University of South Carolina.
USCB.
Oh, you want it, girl? You get a book when we leave, okay? You get a book when we leave. The name. Thank you, young lady. See me when it's over, and you'll get a book, okay? All right. The name of this game is simply called Think Fast. Think Fast. At times, this symbolizes our lives and our professions at times. Those moments within the blink of an eye, decisions or choices are made at a moment's notice. Researchers at Cornell University estimate that the average adult makes about 35,000 conscious decisions, thoughts each day. Think about that for a moment. In the course of a day, with 35 decisions made on average, what type of choices and decisions are we making? You know, we enjoy a lot of great freedoms in this country. Freedom of speech, freedom of religion, freedom of press, freedom of assembly, freedom to petition. Those five freedoms, in addition to the right to bear arms and the right to vote, makes us the freest country in the world. So what comes to mind when you hear this word freedom? How do you even describe freedom? Webster's Dictionary describes freedom as not under the control or under the power of another, able to act or do as one wish, the release from captivity or confinement, to liberate, discharge, and emancipate. Now remember this, because perhaps everyone here can remember their first moment of freedom. For some, it may be freedom from a relationship or friendship. For others, it may be freedom from a struggle or addiction. Or maybe, just maybe, for you, it was the first time you left home to live alone. Oh, what a beautiful moment it was for me. 19 years old, I'm in Nuremberg, Germany. I stayed there for almost 4 years. I was there during the time, a little history, when the Berlin Wall came down. I was part of that history. Oh, my goodness. I was enjoying life. No more curfews. No longer under the control of parents. Able to act and do as I wish. I was finally free from confinement and captivity. Those famous words from Dr. Martin Luther King rang loudly in my mind. Free at last. Free at last. Thank God Almighty, I'm free at last. Y'all can remember that. But you know what? It did not take me long to realize something that was very, very important. You see, freedom extends beyond the physical restraints of a person. But freedom is also a state of mind. Let me share that again. Freedom is also a state of mind. Let me give you an example. Back in 1997, during the time when I was a county highway patrolman in Georgia, the FBI did an undercover sting operation wherein they were posing as high-level drug dealers from Miami. And they wanted to know how many officers would be willing to provide escort for them as they travel up and down the highway. They told these officers that they didn't have to see any drugs, touch any drugs, sell any drugs. All they had to do is kind of look the other way, and they would pay them. You see, I was physically free, but my mind was in captivity. In confinement to money, power, and greed. I remember as if it was yesterday. My brother comes to me. He was a city cop during that time. And he says, Anthony, man, I know these guys, man. And he didn't know they were undercover agents, but he said, I know these guys, and they're going to be passing through the highways of Georgia. You have the highway. He said, all I need for you to do is just look the other way. You know what I told him at first? I said, no, you crazy, man. Week turned into a month. No, you crazy, man. About a month and a half later, I took my freedom of choice and decision to say, I'll do it. I would do it. I would look the other way. Year later after that, 2:00 in the morning, my life changed forever. 10 years, 4 months, 2 weeks, 3 days of my life gone. Just like that. And I remember sitting in that jail cell about to get on my knees and at that time feeling depressed and defeated in 1997. And that's when I asked God to come into my life. And it was at that moment that I had two choices. First choice was to stay down and depressed and defeat and become a victim, oh me, oh my. Or number two, had the choice of getting up, dusting myself off, not to allow my past mistake to hinder my future and who I am. So I decided to do the latter. And it was at that moment that I experienced true freedom. So being that this is a Christian university, allow me to give you the spiritual principles to success in finding true freedom. This is my definition of freedom, and it helped me upon my release in 2008. Each letter in the word freedom represents something, so I need you to listen closely. F, focus. Focus on God and not your problem. Listen to God, not your insecurities. Rely on God and not your own strength. Hebrews 12 tells us, looking unto Jesus is the author and finisher of our faith. R, remember, when a time when we feel like we're in a low place and it seems that finding God is difficult, remembering the past and what he's done for our lives helps us to trust God and meet us in our present circumstance. You see, the troubled heart finds God or remembers God's goodness, his great works, and knowing that he's there to help. The psalmist read in Psalm 77, I will remember the works of the Lord. Surely I will remember your works of old. E, oh my gosh, if you don't remember anything else in these letters, remember E. Because E is where we all mess up a lot of times in our lives. Remember E if you don't remember anything else. Forget the jumpsuit, but I need for you to remember E. E stands for eliminate. This is the hard part, and this is where many of us fail. You see, in order for us to experience true freedom, You might have to eliminate some things, some people, some friends, and yes, even some relatives in your life. It wasn't until I began to know how to protect my peace that I began to realize that, guess what? Certain things and certain people was just not good for my spirit. Everybody that's in your circle is not in your corner. And everybody that riding with you ain't riding for you. And it's a true saying that everybody in your boat is not rowing, but some drilling holes, hoping you sink. Y'all ain't ready. Always remember, wrong is wrong no matter if everybody is doing it, and right is right no matter if nobody's doing it. 1 Corinthians tells us bad company corrupts, girl, good behavior. E, encourage. During those times when nothing seems to work, when nobody else around, sometimes you're just going to have to encourage yourself. Encourage yourself in the Lord. Now, this is serious because I tell young people all across the world every time I travel, all it takes is one mess up to kill 1,000 attaboys. I was at the top of my profession. One choice can kill 1,000 attaboys. So encourage yourself. Isaiah tells us, fear not, for I'm with you. Be not dismayed, for I'm your God. I will strengthen you. I will help you. I will uphold you with my righteous right hand. This is my left hand, but I'm left hand. God meant left hand. D, don't look back. God has delivered and protected us from so many ways. We're not what we used to be, but the enemy wants us to look back at those past mistakes and failures of the past. Rest in confidence in Philippians 1, that he who began a good work in you is faithful to complete it in the day of Jesus Christ. Oh, that's my DJ days. I'm sorry. Obey. That's a no-brainer. No scripture needed. Plain and simple. Spiritual freedom comes as we strive to obey the word of God. And last but not least, M. Meditate. God told Joshua, this book of law shall not depart from your mouth, but you shall meditate on it day and night so that you may do all that is according as written in it. For then you will make your way prosperous and then you will have good success. These are the principles of true freedom. Starts and ends with Christ. You see, there are three types of people in this world. Those that want things to happen, those that wish for things to happen, and those that make things happen. The three C's in life are simple: choice, chance, and change. You see, you gotta make the choice to take a chance if you want anything to change in your life. I think y'all ready. As I look into the audience, look at our future generation. I see teachers, lawyers, doctors, pastors, athletes, men and women who love God and who's going to make a profound impact in society. I want you to know something. You're not your age, your employment status, your marital status, your struggles, or your past. Those labels may describe a situation or a season that you may be in, but your true identity it's in who God says you are and nothing else. You are beautiful, like the teacup, capable and worthy. You were not given a spirit of fear, but of power, love, and a sound mind. You are more than a conqueror in Christ who gives you strength. You were created on purpose, for a purpose. You are loved. You are chosen. And guess what? You are enough. As I close, you know, God has really blessed me a lot in, since 2008 and beyond. I've been on the 700 Club. Like, listen, I don't want to get into all that. Y'all give you my website. You can look at all the awesome things that God has done. Sometimes God can take what appears to be your misery and turn it into a ministry. So don't allow your past to hinder your progression in Christ. My prayer is that he continues to bless each of you throughout your personal lives and your careers and future careers as well. I thank you for your time, and God bless all of you.
We hope you found this message a blessing to your life. More Columbia International University Chapel messages are available at iTunes and at podcast.ciu.edu. Learn more about CIU's undergraduate, seminary, and graduate programs at our website, ciu.edu. Columbia International University educates people from a biblical worldview to impact the nations with the message of Christ. Thank you for the opportunity to minister to you today.